First, we're going to do some basic energy work. This is adapted from Robert Bruce's just incredibly good energy exercises. So put the fork to one side or in your lap or something, and hold your left palm so that it's, or left hand so it's palm up, very relaxed, not, you know, not stretched or taut. And take the fingers of your right hand and just very carefully and lightly brush from palm to fingertip and fingertip to the base of your palm back and forth, paying attention to what that feels like, to the sensation that you get as your palm, as your hand is just very lightly brushed with the fingers of your other hand. Okay? Do that a few times and then stop brushing, but try to recreate that experience in your mind of what it feels like to feel the brush back and forth, even though you're no longer actually brushing it. Can you feel that, George?
It's a little tingly, to tell you the truth.
That's exactly correct. Okay. Now do the same. Reverse the two hands and do the same thing using your right palm face up and brush your fingers of your left hand back and forth across from fingertip to the base of the palm, back and forth, and then do that a few times, and then just hold your palms out and try and recreate in your imagination what that feels like. So you feel that tingly sensation. You feel that?
Yep, I do.
Okay. That is subtle energy that you're feeling. You've basically raised the subtle energy. Now take that, your hands, and hold them a little bit apart, so that like you're shaping a ball about the size of a softball, and bring them close enough so that they're not actually touching, but so you can feel that tingling get stronger as they get closer and a little weaker as they go farther apart. You still feel that tingling?
It's like magnets, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay, now hold your hands about the length of your fork apart or your spoon. It's still on your lap, but just hold your hands about that far apart and imagine that energy ball bouncing back and forth between your hands. Play catch with it. Feel it go from your left hand to your right. You can actually feel it land in your palm. Now start playing catch with it, except this time when it goes into your right hand, let it pass all the way through your hand and out the other side. And then pass all the way back through your hand so they actually feel it in the bones, muscles, and tendons of your hand. The energy ball is actually going through both of your hands, not just between them. And pass that back and forth a little bit.
That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah. Okay. Now, pick up the fork and hold it between your two hands, so that one end is at the tines of the fork and the other is the end. You need to hold it fairly sturdily, but not, you know, don't grip it tightly. Just keep it in a firm grip.
Almost like you'd be praying, that kind of a position maybe with your hands?
No, you want the fork horizontal between your hands. Again, their hands are separated about the length of the fork.
All right.
Now, what you're basically going to do is run that energy ball between your two hands and through the fork, just as you did, it bounces through your hands, through the fork, through your other hand, and out the other side. And just keep bouncing that back and forth. Now, this takes a little while to do. It can take 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. But keep running that energy ball back and forth through the fork, back and forth. And you'll have to keep doing this for several minutes, and you keep your focus of intention on the fork. Now, to help you do that, and George, I suggest that you probably should not do this, but people at home who are listening can do this. As you start, if you find your attention starting to waver away from the fork, I want you to actually yell at the fork. And give it a good vigorous yell, and you just yell the word bend as loudly and as forcefully as you can. Now, that actually serves a couple of purposes, one of which is if you're yelling at the fork, your attention is completely focused on the fork. And if you yell forcefully at the fork, you're putting a lot of power of intention on to having the fork do what you want, which is get soft enough so you can bend it.
Do you know how many millions of people are yelling bend right now
yes.
around this planet?
Yes, I know. It's one of the chief amusements when I teach spoon bending is to watch a whole room full of people yelling at their cutlery. It's just great fun for me as a trainer. And just keep yelling at it, bend, 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 as loudly and as forcefully as you can. Again, George, I suggest that you not yell because the microphone will...
I will wake up those who are nodding off.
Precisely.
Wake up.
And every so often, test the fork to see if it's starting to get soft. And, you know, with this quick and dirty procedure, it's not going to get soft enough to bend by itself, although if you run enough energy long enough, it will do that. But for this quick and dirty method, it'll just get soft. It should feel something like kind of stiff or grainy modeling clay. It just starts to get soft, usually at the neck of the fork first, and then it will spread in both directions from the neck up into the tines and down into the handle. And just keep running the energy back and forth. Keep running the energy. Keep your attention and intention focused on the fork getting soft and malleable and feeling it bendable. You actually can feel the stainless steel of the fork undergo a phase state transition to a softer, more pliable state.
Now, when this occurs, what's happening? Scientifically, what's happening?
You know, that is a really good question, because of all the psychic phenomena I've experienced and that I address in my book, spoon bending is the only thing that I don't have a good scientific explanation for, and yet it's one of the easiest things to learn, and it's something that everybody can do. My best guess called on Rupert Sheldrake's morphogenetic field,
right.
That somehow our minds we're changing the probability function of the morphogenetic field and making it not a peak at the looks like a fork phase, but more like a mesa, looks almost like a fork. When it gets in that soft stage, your hands can very easily manipulate the individual tines. And I've had people take a fork and make it absolutely flat and stretch it. I've had them roll up the handle like you would an egg roll. I've had them take each individual tine and create little sculptures and twist it like you would a wrought iron newel post on a banister. People just do whatever their minds can think of.